Hey the lovely people. Yeah, it's another beautiful day today. How are you doing? Well, for me, I'm hyped up. I'm everything good. I guess, and welcome to the XOXO podcast. Oh my god, I'm super excited for this one because I'm talking about something I hardly ever watch. Today we are having a discussion on 10 myths about porn that do not apply in real life. Yeah, all the old days and stuff do not apply in real life, and this is gonna be very crude, no filter, and a lot of F and N words or anything. There's actually absolutely no filter to this, so get your ears ready for any swear word, probably. Yeah. And I might just add a testimony in the background, because today I got someone who testified about how XOXO has helped him in his sex life and all. It was quite nice to know, and it was funny at the same time. But I might even talk about more over 10, maybe more than 10 minutes about porn. I rarely watch porn. I don't remember the last time I ever watched porn. It's not something I really do. And I'm like, I know people be like, how do you know so much about sex when you don't watch porn? See, let's say experience is the best teacher, you know that? So I like experiences to teach me. I don't like to watch it and no, I want to experience it. I'm a very practical person, not really a theory type of person, so I hope you understand me. So we are going to get right into the porn section. I hope you were ready for me.
Hi, Ekosia. I just want you to know how much your podcast means to me. So my wife and I were breaking up, and we were going through difficult times, and then for some reason a friend recommended a podcast to us, and we started listening, and then I don't know how to put it, but I just want to say that I'm an Adventist, and you know, we're not supposed to work on Saturdays, and we're just supposed to be holy and all that. But she's really fucking me right now as I'm talking. That was some head game right there. Like, she's really, really fucking. Would you go easy on me, please? I'm just trying to tell a coach something. Right. Okay, the tip. Please be careful. You going to play with the balls? All right. So what I'm saying is, now we have an amazing sex life. I love her. She loves me back. We are doing great because of XOXO podcast. We just want to say thank you very much. Oh God, she's blowing the fuck out of me.
So let's just say, should I deal with the hard ones? Yeah, hard sounds very sexual right now because I'm talking about porn. So should we talk about the hard ones or the very soft ones? Oh, the intermediate ones. Which one do you want us to tackle first? Okay, let's go all hard, like bow hard or go home, you know? So I'm gonna go bow hard on this one. So the first thing that porn makers believe is that anal is very easy and you do not need prepping, which is a big damn lie. A fat lie, like, to be very fucking honest. Don't ask me how I know this, but the ass is in the asshole isn't already ready for you to stick your cock inside. It needs a lot of prepping, like it could take months, whereby you'd scissor the ass a few times when you are having sex with a person so that the ass gets ready to take a cock inside. Basically, you don't just stick your cock inside and that's it. No, and even with that, it needs a lot of lubrication, and it's the body needs to ready itself and gets used to the fact that something is going to be stuck inside its ass. Because it gets to part when you're not used to things being stuck in your ass, you tense up, like get so freaking tense, like, till it comes out. So it takes a while. You need to season the ass. You start with a finger, then you start sticking it in there. Yeah, it seems kind of nasty, but who doesn't like nasty? I love nasty anyway. So you stick your finger inside a few times, then you move to two with lubrication and all of that for the lady to get ready that okay, and her body to know that, damn, my ass is about to be taken. Like, that vagina, that's that virgin ass ain't no longer being a virgin anytime soon. Get it? So porn makes it seem like, okay, you just grab the dick and you put it with that lubrication into the ass and it's going to just slide right through it. Darling, it's not. Please, when you try that on a lady, it's gonna hurt. Even if you have a peanut dick, it's still gonna hurt her. So it needs a lot of prepping time. It could take a month for you to prep and get her ready, her body ready, her ass ready, that okay, you know what, I'm about to fuck you in the ass, and I mean literally. You understand that? And also, we are coming to talk about sex duration. In porn, they make it seem like sex is supposed to last for an hour or two. What the fuck? Are you a horse? Are you a donkey? Why would you subject yourself to such torture? I know there are a few people who last longer like that, but it makes it seem that, okay, this is the standard that every lady or every couple must go 2 hours, and anything less of that makes the man weak in bed. Darling, please, I'm sorry to bust your bubble, but sex should last at least like 30 minutes. 10 to 30 minutes is the, for a round is 10 to 30 minutes. Yes, don't expect him to go an hour over. Are you trying to kill the man? Please, be very considerate. Porn shouldn't be a measure for sex. That's basically it, because it's... Will you subject yourself? Even you ladies, sometimes you cry out loud, like, why would a guy want to go 2 hours? And guys too, as it's not every lady that has such energy that can go 2 hours, or has energy just like myself, you understand it? So you find someone who matches up to that level, who can go 2 hours with you. If they can't, you should understand that this is life, not porn. Somebody told that to a friend of mine, and I was scarred myself for life. Like, and this was something basic she wanted. So yeah, so like I'm saying, the sex duration, it varies from one person to another. It isn't fixed for like 2 hours or an hour. The fixed time should be like 30 minutes, 10 to 30 minutes. That's basically it. Now let's talk about body type. I know in porn they bring out hourglass shaped ladies mostly, and they have lots of tits, like huge ass boobs, and they have curvy shapes, they have ass, like, damn, even I would tap that and I'm straight. And they have all of this like perfect shape, and you have this high expectation that whoever you want to get with should have such shape. Not everybody is made like that. Some people actually go through surgery to have those shapes. Not every woman comes shaped like that. Not every lady has huge tits. Not every lady has huge butt or ass and all of that. And some of you guys, even, I don't even get you, have all of this ass and you can't even tap for long. And you actually end up complaining that most ladies who have all of these big stuff don't actually do a lot of stuff in bed. What the hell are you expecting? Don't let porn be your measuring standard for sex. That's what I'm trying to put out here lately, because I don't watch porn. I'm not a fan of porn, but I still have sex amazingly. I do my job very perfectly well, because I had to learn all of that on my own. porn shouldn't be that yardstick. You should actually read and research and experience, try out stuff with your partner. That's what basically sex is supposed to be. It should be something experimental. You shouldn't watch people who are actually doing it and be like, okay, that means the girl's supposed to be like this, she's supposed to act like this, she's supposed to... No, the body type is... Everybody has a body type. That's how not every guy has six packs. The fact Johnny, okay, I know like two people in porn, Mia Khalifa and Johnny Sins, so let me just use them. Johnny Sins has packs doesn't mean that Kofi or Andrew should have packs. Yeah, it shouldn't be like, their body type shouldn't used to be measure normal people, because this is life, this is not a movie, basically, this is not porn, understand? Now let's talk about the cock size, the dick size, the prick size, and the dick size, the penis size. So most porn videos have guys with huge dicks from 6 inches upwards, like 6 to 10, 12. You see an extremely long dick and you have this, your eyes are glossing over like, oh damn, my guy or my man must have a cock like that. And I'm looking like you, like I will smack that shit out of you. Not everybody has such a dick. So every time ladies have this expectation, sorry, that a guy who has a huge dick, sex will only be enjoyed if the guy has a huge dick. If having a huge dick is supposed to just be a plus for you, you have to work with what you have. And sometimes it helps, it brings down the self-esteem of some guys. Porn has brought up such a standard that, okay, I want a guy who has a huge dick. That's not the problem. The problem is that he know how to use his huge dick to satisfy a woman. That is the question. You can have a huge dick, but you can't actually make a lady come. You can't make an orgasm. You just fill the hole very well, nicely. You can fill the contact really nicely. But are your strokes fire? Do you know your way about satisfying a woman? Not with just your cock, but with foreplay and all of that. No, you don't, because you feel like, okay, porn makes it seem like, okay, I have a huge dick, so I can do everything. I can get all the ladies. No, bro, you have to be good in bed. That's what basically is supposed to be. You're supposed to know your bed game. It's supposed to be on point. And the dick, the huge dick, your dick size should just be a plus. So if you have a normal size dick, don't feel bad, my guys, because I work for the normal size ones, man. I'm not a fan of huge ones, so my eyes are all in your... So the normal size dick, because I feel like they are comfortable than, yeah, sorry, but yes, more comfortable than a huge one, and the chances of getting bruised are very small and all. And most of guys who have a normal size, they know how to use their cock to satisfy a woman. Because they realize that, okay, I don't have a huge dick, that's fine, but I'm gonna use, this is what I have, and I'm going to use it to my advantage. I'm gonna use it very well to satisfy a woman. Yeah, so ladies, don't actually be out there thinking that, okay, he has a huge dick, so he got no. I'm sorry to bust your bubble, because I've had sex with someone who had a huge dick and he didn't know what the fuck he was doing, and I was there like, then why the hell did God give you a huge cock in the first place if you don't know how to use it? You get it? So don't let the penis size dictate how pleasurable sex is. And the fact that she left her guys who have smaller ones, it's not a nice thing. Some guys have smaller ones that they fuck like needles. Yeah. Oh my God, I just did that, didn't I? And from drama research, a friend told me that they normally interview guys and pick out the ones mostly who have huge cocks for porn. In real life, life is not like how should I say, a movie whereby you're going to interview your boyfriend, like, okay, you know what, all you niggas line up, all you guys line up, okay, so okay, now pull down your shorts, I want to see your cock size, and I'm going to pick a boyfriend out of you because of your cock size. Okay, yeah, disqualified, you have a weenie dick. Okay, slime dick out. Oh, you look very good. Wait there, let me see. All right, you out. You can't satisfy me, your dick is small. All right, now that is not, life comes with different shapes of dick, different sizes. Opinions are like dick sizes, everybody got theirs. They say opinions are like noses, but yeah, everybody got one. But well, if I say dick, not everybody has dick, so yeah, opinions can be like dick, but yeah, sometimes they are hard like dicks anyway. So now we are going to move to porn makes it seem rough sex is normal, like perfectly normal. Like every girl wants their hair pulled or anything. I'm sorry, don't do that. Don't. I'm sorry to bust your bubble, but certain people are purely vanilla, and I'm sure you're wondering what vanilla is. They are the people who enjoy the whole making love scene throughout, being soft on the bed, missionary, no doggy, no whatever, just plain, sorry to say, boring sex. I'm not trying to say, but yes, I like all the roughness sometimes, so not everybody enjoys that. You have to understand that porn makes it seem like, okay, oh yeah, she wants it over the fountain, the table, in the kitchen, everywhere. No, she doesn't. Not everyone wants it like that. And that's what you need to find out, bro. Whether she is the one for you or she ain't. Whether he's the one for you or he ain't. We have, okay, I know people wonder what is vanilla. Vanilla sex is basically normal sex where everything is, sorry to say, boring, slow. On the bed, on the bed, they ain't be doing it on the couch and all that shit. Nah, they be doing it just on the bed, basically. Let me just put it like that. And they like it freaking soft. It's all about the love making every time. But nah, man, I don't like love making all the time. Love making once in the blue moon. And that rough sex hit me with it. If I lose, if I twist my legs, if my legs get hurt, if we get fixed, if I get a broken rib, we'll just see the doctor. Basically, peace out. Okay, so we're gonna say porn is acting. I've been saying it's mostly acting. I'm not sure you people be watching amateur porn. No, you guys want Mia Khalifa, Johnny Sins. I don't know the name of the others. I only know Mia Khalifa and Johnny Sins. That was like, I got to know them about like a year ago. Everybody was posting them in a group and I was like, who are these people? And somebody was like, that's Mia Khalifa. And like, she's a porn star. Like, oh wow, I don't know her. I didn't know her because I'm not a fan of porn. I don't watch porn. So Johnny Sins, yeah, I've seen that guy. He's good looking, I know. And I'll do me the way all her nerdiness, like she wears glasses, and I'm like, that's cute. But yeah, we are sad that she had to stop by. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So porn is acting, so you don't expect everything you see in there to apply to real life. There's a cameraman saying cut, stop. They do take like take one, take two, take three, and like, okay, I need more intensity, I need you to grab her throat and be more intensified. That doesn't apply in real life. In real life, you get the lady, you do your thing, there's no acting in there. A lot of you don't want amateur porn. Y'all like the professional porn stars. True or false? Because you want to see how good she sucks that dick, or how well he eats, or he curls his fingers on her and all of that. You don't want some lame ass guy doing some lame ass stuff in his bed. No, you want that heart strokes, you see, yeah, over the table, over that. And that is acting, because the position here, okay, you know what, Johnny, it's better if you stand this way. Okay, do it this way, it's going to look more beautiful in the camera. Okay, take one, and action like that. But in real life, it's not like that. There are scripts there and how it's supposed to be played out. It's all written there. But in real life, there's nothing like, okay, you know that she's coming, she's gonna come over. That's the only part of the script you know. But whatever that happened from there, even though you had a lot of conversations over WhatsApp, you're not even sure that's what's gonna happen. Because most of these people be lying. Why the fuck you lie? Most of them be trying to act like they're tough, they're hard, they can do this and that, and they come to you and you realize that they're purely vanilla, then your dick just goes soft, or your the wetness or just dries up. Like, bless Jesus. And there's this perception that we slim girls or skinny ladies can take a huge cock, like, because you watch this porn and you see like a smallish lady with a 12-inch guy and she's been able to take it because she's deep. I'm sorry, that's actually just porn. I'm sorry to say, but I'm scared of a huge dick or a long one. To be very honest, it takes a whole lot of me to actually do someone whose cock is huge, like pretty huge. Cause like, yo, I don't want that snake or anaconda, whatever that shit is in me. No, like, even talking about it, I'm sorry, but it's getting to me. It's weird, like, oh my god, all of that inside her. Not everybody, not every lady, every slim lady can take it. So the fact that you have a slim, you have a huge dick doesn't mean you go for a lady who is slim. Thinking because in porn, you avoid that, okay, the slim ones can take it. I'm sorry. I know I can take it, but I don't want to. That's just basic. I don't want to take it. It's a different. I don't know if I could take it. This man also listen to wild thoughts anyway, so my thoughts are all wild and freaky and I love Riri and oh my god. So not every slim lady can go all the way. I'm sorry, they are smallish, yes, maybe they are freaking deep like you say, but some are so freaking tight, and if you're not lubricated like freaking like so much, it's like, I mean so much, like it's slimy, sloppy, like a very freaking sloppy, you cannot slip and slide and work that way. So don't have expectations that every slim lady is good in bed or can take a huge cock. I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. So don't come asking me if I like them huge. Sometimes I like you huge, yes, sometimes I don't, sometimes I like them just medium-sized cocks. And they all do the work pretty well, so why not? All matters is, if you can make me shake, I'm down for you. If you can make me digmatize, and it's only a few people who manage to. So you have like a lot of ground to be able to make me digmatize. Thank you for the word. So sweet. This typical like topic is very important. Like in porn, you see they grab a lady's hair and she's getting a throat fuck. That thing scares me. Honestly, that's like in everything, because I'm scared I'm going to throw up and I'm going to embarrass myself, and I don't like embarrassment. I'm a very confident woman. I'm not about to do something that someone is gonna take and laugh on me later. I used to be very embarrassed about quiffing until I realized that fuck that shit. Quiffing is fucking normal. So like after sex, I just press my abdomen, not even like, oh, free the air, or the fat, or the pussy fat, or come out, boo, free air. So it's not every lady who likes to give blowjobs, and not every lady is good at blowjobs. That one, we all know it. And the throat fuck, that thing is scary. You see they grab their hair like in a ponytail and like pop 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 pop, like like, no way, I am not allowing you do that to me. No, I can deep throat, no doubt about that. If you want me to deep throat you, fine. But you are not fucking my throat. You are not fucking my throat. That's like, I'm telling you, get it noted down. I am not allowing that. Just because it's weird. Like, you see all of these tears dripping down and all her eyes so like popping out, and you want to do that to me? Fuck no. Yeah, it's important, like everybody, it's like, oh wow, I'll do this to a girl. Dude, please don't. I'm very honest with you, don't do it. It's not everybody who likes it. Me, I will not allow you. I'll bite off your cock if you try that. And also, not every woman likes cunnilingus or to be eaten out. I'm like, yeah, they're wondering, like, even I will wonder, why the hell won't you want it? Because some of you guys don't know how to eat out. Don't know how to eat out pussy. And that's truth. Same way ladies can give blowjobs. Some of you guys don't know how to eat out a pussy. Some of you will be biting the clit and you're going to hurt her. I'm serious. The way the tip of your dick is sensitive, I keep saying this, that's the same way a clit is freaking sensitive. So I'm sorry, but some of the ladies have been scarred by some of your nasty experiences. So they decide that, okay, you know what, fuck that shit. I'm not actually getting heard from any guy or anything. You understand? So I know it's important to make it seem like, okay, the first thing they do is they eat a lady out and then it seems with his tongue, all that, like slurping that pussy like that. And I'm here like, I wish that my pussy was slapping on. Damn. I think I need to get laid. I might get so today. Yeah. Okay, so not, I know important, it seems normal to actually just eat a lady out, but before you do it in real life, please ask them if they like it or not before you go all tongue in and all that. And their hygiene is also important, okay? Also, not everyone is a freak, basically. I'm sure you all know this. Not everybody comes with a freak package, but I do come with a freak package. Like I was saying, not everybody's a few people are vanilla and some like it well. And okay, and let me add this, not everybody has kinks. Not everybody has kink. Not everybody likes to be called a whore in the bedroom or a slut or wants to be spanked or choked. You need to know whoever you're fucking. And porn makes it seem it's normal, like everybody can be the freak. Everybody is supposed to, when they're about to come during a blowjob, they stick their tongue out like it's the best candy and you come down. No. Some cum is like very slimy, sticky. Sometimes it feels weird in your throat and all. Don't ask me questions. Don't ask me questions. I'm giving a lecture. You don't ask the lecture questions. Stay quiet. So, yeah, it's not everybody. Everybody's supposed to do that. You won't use this porn standards. Like, you have some high expectations when you watch porn and you apply it in real life. It doesn't work like that. Don't have high expectations. That is porn. They are acting it. That is their job. Their job is to take off their clothes and have sex. And my job is not to take off my clothes and have sex and be an expert at that. I'm supposed to learn. And we're supposed to learn together. That's basically it. So, don't watch that and come and tell me to do exactly what Mia or Johnny is doing. I am not Mia, neither am I Johnny. My name is Akosia. So what's the problem? We are all different. Don't have expectations like, okay, oh yeah, they're doing this here. That means in real life the girls can do it. I'm sorry. Some are camera tricks anyway. It's basically acting too, as I said earlier. And not everyone comes with experience. This one, everybody knows this. Yeah, some virgins are very experienced. They know a lot from reading. It's different. Knowing it and actually experience, like practicing it. So much difference. I know you say that, huh? As I'm right here, like, yeah, I have so much experience. One day I'm just gonna start a class on sex and everybody's gonna pay a few bucks. You're gonna come, right? I want to take this sex thing seriously. and not every woman squirts out. I've talked about more than 10 things here because I love you all so much and I want you to keep listening to my podcast and supporting with $1, $5, $10, as much as you want to support me. Yeah, so not every woman squirts. Some come actually with a shaking. Yes, I'm a shaker. Call me a little shaker. Don't leave me, yeah. So I'm a little shaker and I don't squirt. Yes. And I can count the number of people who have made me shake. So those are the people I can say that can get me digmatized. But if you don't, you never did, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude. You have a long way to go and the yardstick, the standards are getting higher and higher. My expectations are just getting higher and higher. Can you match up though? It's not about how long you go, it's about how well you do what you're doing. Yeah. Not every lady squirts. Don't expect all that jizzing liquids all over. No. Some are shakers. Some shake, some scream, some squeeze you inside and you're like, damn, I'm doing a fucking good job. Damn. So today our episode was very short. Short like somebody's cock. Yeah. It's short like somebody's life, a lot of things. I'm very, very, as time goes on, I'm gonna have a lot of discussions. I don't know what I'm discussing next week. Maybe hygiene, maybe hypersexuality, maybe something, maybe bitterness towards exes. Give me your thoughts. I just want you to know that you're amazing. I love you for listening to my podcast, for supporting me, for being there for me. What should I say? Y'all make me so happy, you know. So I want to say this to you. You are amazing. You are done with the podcast. So this is like the myths about porn that not apply in real life. You watch porn, make it, let your body understand that is porn, it's acting. And when it comes to real life, you apply different rules to it. Okay, basically, I love you. You're amazing. I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. And from the bottom of my cunt, no, the core of my cunt, to tell you that it's actually throbbing right now because I love you so much. You're amazing. You keep listening to my podcast. I love you a lot, a lot. You guys kept me going with all your support and your listens and your shares. Please share my podcast. Tell somebody about it. Spice up your sex life. You know the testimony in there. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, but like it's actually boosted me. Drop testimonies everywhere, iTunes, wherever. Let them download Anchor. You can start your own podcast. It's very easy to use, and I'm using it right now. Remember, just my phone. One day, when we grow the podcast to a point, they are going to be guests on my show. I love you. You are amazing. You're strong. Growth is beautiful, like the most beautiful thing. Don't be scared to grow. Come out of your comfort zone. Go out of the box. You are loved by me. You want to follow me on all my socials. Twitter at Akusha Lefty. Instagram _ Akusha _ Lefty _. Facebook Akusha Lefty. Snapchat Akusha Lefty. And you can check out my blog akushalefty.com. There's some amazing erotic poems out there for you. I got you covered in every section of life. I love you, boo-boos. You're going to meet again next Sunday. Just tell somebody, I love you today. Mwah.